I cannot believe it's Saturday. I know. It's amazing. I am here in the studio at EAA Radio with my co-host who has been the best substitute co-host this week. He really rose to the occasion. It's Jeb Burnside. He's the editor-in-chief of Aviation Safety Magazine. Jeb.
Thanks for the opportunity, Amy. It's been a blast. I've had a lot of fun and learned a lot, too.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be all about here at EAA Radio. It is a learning experience. These interns come from St. Cloud State University, and they put the station together for this 1 week, and we make magic week long. We do. So we have in the studio two of my favorite, and I say favorite and I mean it, guests on this radio show, Attitude Adjustment. We have John King and Martha King. They are both flight instructors. They are both corporate pilots for their own corporation. And
these are perhaps not the best ways they are known by the aviation community.
Well, a lot of people know them as flight instructors because they are, I believe, the quintessential ground school instructors all over the world.
All over the world.
John, Martha, welcome to Attitude Adjustment. How are you this year?
Well, oh, great. We're having a fabulous time here. You know, I'm in danger of tripping over my own feet all the time because my eyes are on the sky so much. It's just the airplanes that they've gathered here, the diversity that they've had, the so many anniversary celebrations here this week. It's just... Oh, it's amazing. I'm blown away.
It's a target-rich environment.
Well, my shirt is wet because I'm salivating.
No, you're right. It is a true anniversary week. It was, Piper and...
Piper's 80th.
Yeah, Piper's 80th. I think Avidyne did an anniversary. Uh-huh. Hartzell, right?
I mean... 100th.
100.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, it's Lindbergh's a celebration of 90th anniversary of Lindbergh's going across the North Atlantic. And you think of all of the things, Piper and Hartzell, way very, very early on in aviation.
Exactly.
Those companies
right.
are still with us. Exactly. It's really remarkable.
Well, and wait a second, King Schools. How long has King Schools been teaching people how to fly?
Well, we're just getting started. We started in 75, so what does that come out to, 42 years?
It does.
Yeah, there you go.
Even I can do that math.
I can still do math. That's
and you don't even have to divide by 60.
You know, during the time you're learning to fly, it's just about the most important thing going on in your life. And I think flying self-selects extraordinary people. It takes a tremendous commitment to learn to fly. And we've had the privilege of playing a role in the lives of many, many tens of thousands of pilots. It's just what a great privilege it's been for us.
And they're such special people and doing special things, and not just in aviation. Aviation is just one example of the many facets, special facets of their personalities. So it's just fascinating to learn what other endeavors and pursuits and businesses and so on they're involved with.
You know, flying self-selects extraordinary people, and normally they're the movers and shakers in whatever community they're involved. That's just the way it works.
And here at Oshkosh, here at AirVenture, you never know who you're going to be standing to next to on the flight line.
One time here at Oshkosh, we're talking to some guy, and he comes up, talks to us, and he's used our courses and so on.
He's got a torn T-shirt, and he's got dirty shorts, and he's in flip-flops.
And I says, what kind of airplane do you have? He says, well, I have a Cherokee. He says, I actually have two Cherokees. And I said, well, why do you have two Cherokees? Well, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. And I said, well, why do you go back and forth? He says, well, I go from Florida to LA area a lot. And I said, well, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm head of the Interplanetary Space Program for NASA.
Right, exactly.
And I thought, well, exactly. What have I said
so
to this guy? Am I an idiot or not?
You go back through the whole
right.
conversation.
Have I revealed how stupid I am?
No, it is absolutely true. You never know. People love to be here incognito.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They truly enjoy it, and they like to mingle with the crowd. And these are wonderful crowds here.
Yeah.
It is mid-America at its best, I like to say.
But in spite of all of these things that these people have done, when they look back and reflect on their lives, one of the things that they're going to think about themselves is, I was a pilot.
Mm-hmm. You are absolutely right.
And it's going to be part of that formula when they look back and just take a measure. Well, what have I done? What have I accomplished? One of those things will be that they're a pilot.
Exactly right.
Well, you say aviation self-selects. One of the other things that you have branched out into over time, though, is you teach mechanics now, too.
Yes. Actually, for some period of time, we've had A&P courses.
Apparently, we've been successfully hiding that.
Yeah. I have a lot of respect for A&Ps. It's harder to be an A&P than it is an ATP. There's a lot to learn.
Oh, the detail. Yeah, the detail just astounds me.
Yeah. And in some ways, the responsibility is greater.
It is.
Oh, it is.
Because they're not putting their bodies in the airplane.
Exactly right.
Right.
And they have to know and be able to work with everything from tube and fabric from the earliest days of flying to composites and titanium and in our latest fast glass airplanes and all the way from radial engines to jet engines. It's a huge body of knowledge.
And you have to have an airplane that these people can fly. Can you imagine the fear in their hearts when a mechanic works on an airplane for John and Martha and then sees us get off and fly that thing? It's got to be scarier than hell to them. So it's really, there's a lot of responsibility.
Yes, there is.
Well, you know, I married mine. It just made it simpler.
A little bit more accountability, too.
Well, you know. He does like the way I cook, so he generally wants me to come back from a flight.
One hand washes the other.
Most definite. And you know, one of the other things I found is that if you hang out with your mechanic and you fly with your mechanic, you end up carrying around a lot of tools and spare parts. In my airplane right now is its own suitcase. Gets its own spot where a human being would usually sit. Is about 100 pounds of tools and spare parts because we're on the road after this. So we're not coming home until September. And that's what makes him comfortable.
Now, you're both pilots also,
We're
right?
both pilots.
A two-pilot family, and that's a scary thing, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Now, would you all know anything
about that? You resemble that remark.
We do. Being married, so living together, working together, flying together, a lot of people have asked us how we've managed to hold that together without some kind of supernova explosion. And It takes work. I mean, it's not automatic by any means, whether you're talking about a marriage, a business, or particularly in the stress of a cockpit. It takes a lot of respect in all areas and a lot of a good communication, good crew resource management, if you want to call it that.
I want to make it clear. She's only a little bit better pilot than I am.
Well, here's the thing.
Just a little bit.
I have found it, and I learned a lot about it from you guys, quite frankly, but I found that if we have the pilot flying and the pilot not flying, forget captain, co-captain, whatever you want to call it, we have the pilot flying and that person has certain responsibilities and the pilot not flying and that person has certain responsibilities on any one leg. And that seems to, we morph into those personas and then we do pretty darn well.
Right.
Yeah, well, I don't know about you guys.
Well, I've just learned a new set of responsibilities. I went for about a year without having my medical and a medical certificate. And our airplane requires two pilots. So I was sitting in back, and my responsibility was to keep my mouth shut.
That's probably one of the toughest responsibilities of all.
It was for me, I tell
you. You could see the struggle back there and the steam, you know, the pressure building up.
So I'm sitting in back watching Martha with other men, and that's never been one of my fantasies.
Do you have bite marks on your tongue?
I do.
I can only equivocate that to the one time that I decided to go along on one of my students' check rides.
Oh, boy, that'd be tough.
I had to move the mic away from my mouth and push it all the way back.
Oh, that would be tough.
So he couldn't hear your sharp intakes of breath.
That is exactly right.
Oh, groans.
Muttering, we went over that last week.
It was one of the most painful experiences of my life. He did pass.
And you put yourself through this for what reason?
Yeah, that's what I would love to know. I did write a story out of the whole thing. So one could say I got paid for doing it, sort of. But I never did it again.